Now, here is Gaynor to introduce our second set of news stories.
We do have some seasonal good news to come, but first we have some less cheerful stories. Norwich City Council is proposing a significant rise in council tax for 2023. Norwich Castle is closing for the time being due to a boiler problem. One of the city's post offices is struggling due to rising energy costs and the impact of controversial bus lanes. And at Norwich City Football Ground, the team lost again. Fans are calling for the manager to be sacked and stewards had to intervene to rescue a ball boy from a scrap between the players. Now here is John with the first of these worrying stories.
People in Norwich look set to be hit with another council tax rise next year. The City Hall looks to plug a multi-million pound hole in its budget. As cost of living pressures hit the country's pockets, Norwich City Council is battling against the huge toll of inflation on its own finances. To help address a 6.2 million budget gap, the Labour-controlled Norwich City Council is proposing to increase council tax next year. The authority is looking at raising rents by 7% on council house properties in the coming year. This was described as a difficult decision by Gail Harris, the deputy council leader. This would lead to an average weekly rent increase of £5.85 for social housing tenants. The council has now launched a consultation on its budget, which will end on Friday, January the 20th. A final decision will be made in February.
Norwich Castle has been forced to remain shut due to the boiler issues. The castle will not be able to reopen until after Christmas, a Norfolk County Council spokesman said. We're really, really sorry for any inconvenience or disappointment caused, and you can find the latest updates on our social media and website. Museum staff will contact those with pre-booked tickets to arrange a new date or a full refund.
Rising energy costs and the impact of a controversial bus lane have left a city post office fighting for survival. Karen Press, a self-employed postmistress of the Mile Cross branch in Aylsham Road, is calling for extra support from the government with energy bills. She added, the business was suffering from reduced trade because of the bus lane, which was put outside the branch and its neighbouring shops last year by Norfolk County Council and had prevented people from parking nearby. Mrs. Press, who has been involved in the business for 20 years, said, we're fighting for survival. We're crucial to so many people. People come from afar because of our familiar faces and experience. The rising costs are worrying. I had to remove the photo booth machine people use for passports in the summer of 2021 because it ran off electricity. We want our energy bills capped from April next year. We're important for the high street and help vulnerable customers.
Perhaps the last time Carrow Road was as vociferous as it was on Saturday was in the final days of Chris Hughton's reign as Norwich City manager nearly a decade ago. Chants from the terraces included calls for Dean Smith to be sacked, to a pointed commentary about his style of football. Throwing boos as Norwich sought to build up from the back and you get a fatal concoction. Often, football has shown that when the herd moves, it moves. It's rare for head coaches to come back from the moment they lose the support of the fans. Park the chants about wanting him to be dismissed. More damning were the suggestions of the too paraphrased poor style of football. It was a rejection of what is being produced on the pitch and Smith's methods. Throw in the city's post-match comments about being glad the next fixture is away and you get a toxic afternoon in NR1. Saturday's defeat has left a footballing carcass at Carrow Road. The bones will remain there for a week to come.
A ball boy had to be rescued by stewards as a scrap broke out between Norwich and Blackburn players during City's defeat at Carrow Road. Rovers keeper Thomas Kaminski tried to prevent City striker Teemu Pukki from retrieving the ball in front of the Barclays stand as the hosts desperately chased a comeback. As players from both sides piled in for a bout of pushing and shoving, the young ball boy was trapped under the players and two stewards eventually came to his aid to pull him from the melee, with the Canaries players also appearing to try and protect the youngster. A Rovers player also helped free the youngster from the clash, who appeared shaken but unharmed.